This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Good evening. Our Prime Minister, Brave Davis, in Glasgow, mentioned that there were 400,000 people in the Bahamas, and we had Shawnee Miller-Weibo and none other than Stevie Gardner that he talked about. And we're talking about just 400,000 people in the Bahamas. Would you believe that? And they were there talking about the climate change. Well, we see that the National Sports Award were held, given at for the seniors now, for Shawnee Miller-Weibo and Stevie Gardner. And Shawnee had the opportunity to say something. I guess she was some other place in the world with that, and it was really something else. And then they had the National Sports Hall of Fame. And ladies and gentlemen, the Battle for Atlantis, they said it's the 10th event. And guess where they're from? Connecticut, and they're doing well. Well, my sister has been living in Connecticut since she was 17 years of age. And then, oh my, I am so excited. Would you believe that the Dolphins won again? Unbelievable. They beat the Jets so bad that the Jets decided that they ain't gonna do anything for a little while. Nothing for a little while. And would you believe it? Oh, my baby brother, the Green Bay, y'all know what Green Bay is, eh? Green Bay got beaten by 3 points by the Vikings. Oh, man. And that was something else. Man, we're talking about excitement. Well, we do appreciate the persons who are watching, listening to the show. We were talking about those who are on their way home and in various different platforms. My co-host, Philippa Arnett, I will be looking forward to a great show, much better than a great show. And then I will tell you that great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning in thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. and we're talking about, we can see this on, as I say, a number of different areas. And let's say this. Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil Limited, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, my bestseller book from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition, by Freeman DeVoe. He is a CEO and at Pairdale. His business is oil and engineering, oil and energy. And he is AFD, if you ever see AFD on a car, that he is the management person, and he is the CEO, as I said. And then we look at a young man called Vaughn L. Culmer and Associates, insurance brokers, and Kalina Insurance, where I have been a representative for more than 41 years now at Kalina. And we have health insurance, mortgages, general insurance, and agents and brokers. My daughter, Alexis Hannah, is my business partner, and we are the A-Team. We will now go to a short break, and after the break, oh man, we're going to hear some things that you'll be shocked and amazed. So just listen, and we'll be right back.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up a Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Well, would you believe it? Oh, man. Today I listened to several people. My brother spends on, well, of course, ZNS, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, it was something else. And he talked about, this lady who worked with us, and her husband works at ZNS. So they were talking about an organization that they were doing. I forget the name, Jeff Wood was there, and he talked. But guess what? Her father had recently died. And Spence knew his father. Oh, wow. Knew his father. and they are all from Mangrove Key. So I said, we have to understand that, the connection of people. And you never know who is from Mangrove Key. You all got a connection with Mangrove Key, as we say.
All of us.
All of us, all of us. And so, guess what? Mr. Wood was talking about it, and they talked about how the church, but, you know, people came in, and they're really very good. As a matter of fact, the person I'm talking about, Mr. Wood, as you go through Farrington Road, the church is right there on the left side. Church is right there on the left side, yes. Yeah, you probably have not looked at that church.
The Seventh-day Adventist Church?
No. You're going Farrington Road, not there.
Okay.
You know the way we go?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, right. The church is right over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man, he is something else. He is something else. As a matter of fact, he has some other Wood family, and the other Wood family are from Union Village. Union Village, and I had the opportunity to see that young lady who went to Eastern Senior, and I gave her a ride, and lo and behold, she dropped some money out, and then I looked at, hey, the money that she dropped out, or I guess she found her money, but there was another $50 there for me. Not that she gave me, but it was right there. It is unbelievable. So that is it. But you know something, what was so interesting.
You have two people. Sorry, Alfie. You have two people watching. That's Mark Finlayson.
Oh, my good cousin.
That's right. That's
Mark,
right.
Mark, we got to talk.
And Bernique Popel.
Oh, yes. Well, we know
everyone.
Her. We know her. She used to work with Ken Perigord, as I can remember.
Okay.
Years ago. So I was shocked and amazed when they talked about, and what is this now? The pilots.
That's right.
And would you believe this? You know, Ari, every now and then she would be going outside, taking a little time. And then they said that this young lady is the treasurer.
That's right.
The treasurer. But further than that, I never knew that $100,000 went to a particular place.
Yes.
That if you, anybody could do the research on dementia,
yes,
and all of that,
yes,
and brain stuff,
yes,
then they would get the international body would give them $100,000.
Pilot International, indeed.
And you don't know how many people have challenges,
yes.
All kinds of challenges.
Indeed.
And very few people go free without those kinds of things, the mental things and all of that.
So now you understand why I'm missing you sometimes.
Yeah, but I have a different understanding,
yes,
of pilots.
Yes.
Now my sister-in-law, I know she's been in pilots. I don't know if she's still in pilots, you know. But
once a pilot, always a pilot.
Once a
pilot,
always
rejoin.
Always a pilot.
Yes,
yes. Yeah. So what I am saying is that we want to be able to speak with my good friend. Is he on? No?
As we wait, Thomasina Higgs, we say hi to Thomasina Higgs. She's watching as well.
Well, that Thomasina Higgs is one of the number of... Thomasina Higgs is an uncle of Mark's wife. Yeah.
We
that's
say
right
hi
next
to
big,
all of them. Listening.
Next to Big One. You know what Big One is?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, well, just to the just to the south of Big One. That's where Thomasina Higgs' place was.
Okay.
Her father's place was. Okay. Yes, yes. Yes, Sue. So how was your day?
Well, I had a busy day at work, but happy, and it was such a great pleasure to hear pilots talk about what Pilot International does, because it is, in a lot of cases, unheard of what Pilot does for this country and for, you know, for ourselves,
mm-hmm.
the idea of giving. So I'm so happy to be a pilot
yep.
and a member of the Sunshine Pilot Club. And right. of course, you know, by extension, Pilot International. So very happy. It was a wonderful show today.
You're going to go to Rochester?
I'm definitely planning
yes,
to,
yes, Alpheus, yes.
of course.
Yes.
That's our convention next year.
That is good. What part of this going to be in January? Not January, May, eh? Around that time?
I'm not certain of the date. Uh-huh. Not certain yet.
Yeah. You know, I tried to fix it in as to where the World Championship's coming in,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is a different thing altogether,
right.
you know. I'm really looking forward to the World Championships
mm-hmm.
and everything that goes along with it.
Of course. That's definitely going to be a very exciting, and you can imagine how overfilled Eugene is going to be
yeah.
next year. But, well, you know.
I just have to find my accommodation.
Mm-hmm. All of us.
Yes, yes.
Because I definitely want to be there.
I'm not going to wait long.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Yes. But as we wait, Alfie, you know, of course, we want to talk about all of the schools that's here in this country right now this week, between mm-hmm. last week and this week, for Battle for Atlantis.
That's
and also now the first inaugural, well, the inaugural Bahama Hoops.
Oh, yes.
That's going
oh, yes.
to be starting,
yes,
I think,
yes.
tomorrow.
That's true.
Or today, exactly.
So many things happening
yes.
within the mission.
So, and all Division I schools, for the
yeah,
most part,
yeah.
all right here on the island. So it's a boost for tourism.
So Bahama decided that they're going to, you know, do what they need to do.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the only thing is, you know, you would wish that it might have just, like, they could probably have it at different times so
yeah.
you could sort of spread yourself out. But
well, it's a
great
competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the cost factor in some, you know, gives people choices too.
So the men and
event.
Women at Bahama?
No,
just
Bahama
women?
Is just men.
Just
it's
men,
just
yeah.
men,
so,
right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
for this first year with Atlantis, this was the first time they did the women as well.
Yeah.
So
we had the opportunity 2 years ago. Well, let me tell you who it is now. My brothers at Iowa State, okay? Iowa State played.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary DeVoe went to Iowa State.
Okay.
So Hillary decided that he would find a way to get some tickets. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really understand it. I read there with my money.
So you got hooked up.
No, but it was very good. So I'm talking about I always talk about who went to school with Iowa State, with Roosevelt. He was his son.
Hillary's
he was out
son?
About
no,
no
Hillary.
No, no, no.
Okay.
Hillary Roosevelt is the first one who went to Iowa State.
Okay.
Okay. So they were all triple jumpers.
Okay.
He has been on the show before a number of times. And, you know, when we had our first son, Alexa's son, after the christening, they went with us to...
Battle for Atlantis?
No. No, I'm talking about they went with us to, you know where we had the stuff at, it's right on...
It is where
I had where do we hang out? Fish fry.
Okay.
So
okay.
What is the big place there that we go upstairs? You know, we had something there. You knew about it.
Is that Kings?
No, not Kings, man. Not Kings.
Twin Brothers?
No. There's a place right on the top of the hill.
Oh, the Cricket Club.
No, not the Cricket Club. The north of the Cricket Club. north of the Cricket Club.
Oh, but the grill place? No?
No.
Okay, then anyway, let's move on. Yeah.
But it's important for you to know.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm saying we went there.
Uh-huh.
And we were in the back, and we had a wonderful time. Okay. We had a most wonderful time. Yes. Bamboo Shack.
Oh.
Yeah, but in the back, Bamboo Shack down there is another name.
Okay.
You remember that? It's another name.
Frankie Gone Bananas. Oh,
that's
my goodness, Alfie.
So you remember that?
Yes,
now. You remember
that
particular situation?
Right, Frankie Gone Bananas.
When we had some people come here,
yes,
and they had an opportunity to meet, earlier now, to meet Tommy Robinson.
That's correct.
Okay, and that was, you know, that was really something else.
Yes.
Yes. But, you know, I've had a good day. I mean, an unbelievable day.
Awesome.
I just felt very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, I stayed home and decided that I would relax myself. Get ready for the day, walk to the food store, and that was it.
I had a great day.
Well, I watch everything that Spence did.
Okay.
You know, they're going to
New York.
To New York.
Yeah,
oh,
I saw he posted that. So
JetBlue.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, JetBlue.
And that was K.S. Moses, eh?
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, battery and tire and all of that. And, you know,
a good number of people.
Yeah. Real good number of people.
Good
stuff. Yeah, so, I mean, today was a good day. I was just counting down the time.
Awesome.
You know, and I was ready to run here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I was so excited about this. I was ready to run here. Yes.
Say ready to run here.
Yes. You know, when I go out waiting for a bus, oh, man, I stand there. And some people say, no, you can't come. And then I decided to finally go on one that took me all the way downtown and then
brought you back.
Yeah, the fella did the loop from there, and that was it. And it really worked.
You also have Claudine Thompson and Garfield McPhee. They're also watching Alfie.
Garfield McPhee, you know who she is.
Claudine.
No, Garfield.
Garfield McPhee.
Okay, so let me say this: this young lady is the lady of your club.
The Pilot Club?
Pilot Club.
Oh, really?
Garfield is one of the few men. That's what she said. That's what she said. Yes. You know her.
He or she?
She is a woman.
Garfield McPhee.
McPhee. No, Garfield is a man.
Okay.
And she is a woman. She is Garfield's wife.
Okay.
She is Garfield's wife. But she worked with Kalina.
Okay.
A long time. That's how I know her.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I know her. But, you know, we know Garfield very well, you know. As a matter of fact, Garfield lived right near Spence. Spence meaning the guitar player and all of that.
Okay.
And one of the best. So when you think of things with regards to the question is, everybody will wish to be a part of the World Championships.
Oh.
Now, I had an opportunity to speak to Frank Rutherford.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Frank ain't checking for track and field no more, other than his children.
Mm-hmm.
So his daughter...
I won't say that he's not checking anymore.
No.
But there's so much more opportunity. Yeah, he's really embarked in basketball.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is at the same time, I am saying that number one, oh heavens, go ahead.
You're talking about
Frank? Yeah, now I'm losing. I'm just missing something. So go ahead. Okay. No. Everybody needs to be able to make the team. Now, and that would be at the Nationals next year.
Yes.
You have to make the team.
Yes.
Now.
It's always the case. That's always.
Yeah, but did you know what his daughter did? His daughter did better in long jump than. Than in running, which one?
In the 100 meters.
In the 100 meters?
I think that was his niece, eh? That was his niece.
Yeah, he has a niece, yes.
Yeah.
But he has a daughter that, participated.
Right,
yes.
In long jump.
Okay.
Yeah.
So was she better in the long jump or then in the sprints?
I think she's better in the long jump. She's better in the jumps from what we've seen so far.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. I see. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is that there's a possibility of her making the jumps. So I don't know what the, I guess at the end of this year, the beginning of the year, they'll know what the qualifying standards are.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's being discussed right now because they just sent out the actual year schedule.
Okay.
Right. So I'm sure it's being discussed at the Federation level. And it'll possibly soon be out.
Yeah, but the Federation needs to get it from the world body.
Of course. I mean, we know how it's fed, but definitely the decision for the standards here will come from the Federation.
So with regards to relays, mm-hmm. we're talking about six people.
That's correct.
4x1,
mm-hmm.
4x4.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I don't know if they're going to have, well, you know, we could have the thing just like how they did it in Doha.
Now, Alfie, you served as president, so you know quite well the Bahamas will always put on a relay team.
But you don't hear what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they have the, you know what I'm talking about, what we want here, the world relays. Yeah, but
the mixed relay.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
So
that's
I don't
a part
know.
Of it now.
Sometimes when you go through that, you will have them do. You know, they make more money
mm-hmm.
with that. But yeah. At the world relays now.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that if you mix that up, you know, somebody is going to say, you know, they're going to do all of that and all of that. So.
Well, there's always going to be, you know, there's always going to be that type of talk, Alpheus. But the bottom line is you leave the decision in the hands of, one, the Federation, and then, two, the coaches that they put on the team to to make the better decisions.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I think, as always, the Federation always strives to, you know, receive funding to assist if they can send relay members or hopeful relay members to training camps or to competitions. Where they can actually get, you know, get in sync, you know, work together.
Yes.
At the end of the day, I think that is the goal. World Championships is in North America. I think this is the closest it's been in years. So
closest it's been since Edmonton.
Exactly. So yes. I think for sure we want to put a showing on as best as we can, mm-hmm. you know, Team Bahamas. And we just have to wait and see. For right now.
Okay, so we're going to take a break.
Okay.
Be right back.
My team of dedicated scientists develop Shell fuels for your car.
For over 100 years, fuels innovation has been at the heart of everything we do.
Since our first ever branded petrol in 1907, we've broken records, supported Ferrari F1 to win Grand Prix, and pushed our fuels to the limit.
Now, every time you fill up your Shell, your engine will benefit from our passion for innovation, helping you to get the most out of every tankful.
With over 100 years of quality fuels innovation,
you can be sure of Shell.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness.
you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The new Guardian Radio app is here. Listen live to all our Guardian Radio shows and live video stream select programs in our studio. Get information about Guardian Radio shows and our hosts. Send messages, including text, email, and even call. All from our amazing new Guardian Radio app. Download it free today in your App Store for your Apple device or Play Store for your Android device. The all-new and improved Guardian Radio app.
Sweetie, Mommy's sending a text.
But Mommy, my teacher said that you're not supposed to text and drive.
I know what I'm doing.
Oh, look, Mommy, the Smith twins. Mommy, watch out!
In 2017, approximately 54 people died as a result of traffic accidents. A percentage of these fatalities occurred as a result of texting while driving. Just taking your eyes off the road for 5 seconds can increase your chance of crashing. Remember, even the smallest voice counts.
Texan.
Brought to you by UB Radio and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Let's talk about birthdays. Well, yesterday was the birth of Lynn Wells. And also yesterday was the birth of a young man called Frank Rutherford. Oh, and it is unbelievable that I had a great time speaking with Frank. And we talked about a young lady that you would know, and her name is Odette Morton. Mm-hmm. Odetta Morton, and she is the CEO, and I showed you...
Of Deltek Bank and Trust.
Of Deltek Bank and Trust.
That's correct.
Oh, man, and she has been my client forever and ever. Amen.
Beautiful lady. I had the opportunity to work with her, Alpheus.
Beautiful lady.
Yes, she is.
So you know good people then?
Yes, I know good people.
You know very good people.
Why are you saying happy birthday?
And happy birthday.
Oh, good.
I told you, my dear, that it your husband was taking you out for dinner because this is your birthday.
Vanessa Colby is saying hi as well.
Oh, Vanessa Colby.
Spence was on earlier as well before we had the interruption.
Oh, thank you. And then we're talking about... Angie Smith. Oh, man. Angie has been with me for a long time, and I'll tell you a little story about her. I called her. Yes, okay.
Sean Miller. His birthday is today.
His birthday is today.
Yes, his birthday. Sean is
dad. Yeah, but guess what? And he is in Columbus, isn't he? Or has he moved?
No, they're here. They're here because they're going out this evening.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Yeah.
So then Ricardo Lightman. Do you know that name?
Of course.
Well, I'm saying is his birthday. Mm-hmm. What's the significance of Ricardo Lightman?
Zedness.
Other than that. In the first Carifta here, Ricardo won the pole vault.
Oh, wow.
The pole vault. And I could see all the women around him in the pole vault. I mean, you know, the pole vault, this was something that people were just, you know, things that people were doing, you know, at that time. Mm-hmm. You know, Carifta came after a number of different things that happened. This was the first time that we had a international event for the B3As.
Okay.
The first time. And then, guess what? It's coming up. It's coming up soon. And we're talking about, I call them white folks. White folks is Ronald Cartwright. We sat down here and I call him white folks. And he didn't say no. So his birthday is on the 25th.
Okay.
The 25th, and please remember that.
Ronald Cartwright. That's right.
And then we have Anita Ramsey. She has a sister who works here at the Guardian. And then we're looking at Phil Stubbs. Not the one from Grand Bahama, from Cat Island who sings, but Phil Stubbs, the accountant. You should know Phil Stubbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So those are the people. Now, I wanted to just mention what we started to talk about. What's the name? I gave you something.
Dr. Nicholas Hebron?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Nicholas Hebron. Our son got knocked down. And we happened to have gone to Tiger's wife, Rowena. And Rowena is related to Nicholas Hebron. So Nicholas Hebron was all the way out. He was all the way out. And Dawn says, "You ain't gonna let him border with my son." And guess what? A day afterwards, we came back to him, and he was good. When he is on, he is on. And it hurt me so much, because I see him every now and then. Mm-hmm. And he has a family that lives in the area where Brave lives.
Okay.
In
Westridge?
No. This is many years ago now.
Okay.
Our son got knocked down many, many years ago.
Okay.
And it made a difference because he was good. Mm-hmm. And he has somebody who he tried to get. This is, what's his name? Oh, heavens. The person who, as a matter of fact, he has somebody who is a part of the union. Ali? Somebody who was a part of the union. Okay, well, you won't remember. You won't remember. No, but they have plenty of people in that family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plenty of people in that family. So, anything else you? I want to thank everybody who has watched the show, and I really appreciated all of those who were a part of it. Spence, I will talk to you later.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Well, Alfie, I want to, again, just invite all of our listeners in Track World to let them know that our first track and field event at the Sports Center is scheduled to take place December 3rd and 4th, and that is the National Youth Trials. That will be at the old Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. So that's scheduled right here. And then we're going to, move right into the regular track and field schedule, beginning with the odd distance and everything. They're having one as well at the Grand Bahama Sports Complex on that same day, December 3rd and 4th.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what's up on the calendar that's just been released from the B3As for the 2022 track and field season.
Well, did you have an opportunity to go to the events over the weekend?
No, I haven't, no.
Well,
you're talking about cross country.
No. The big stuff,
Battle for Atlantis.
No, not that. Track and field. Track and field and the national sports. Sheldon said you had to have an invitation.
But you're talking about the honoree.
All of that. Yes,
oh, okay.
Yes,
the entire weekend. No, I didn't have the privilege. No.
Yes.
Yes, but again, hey, by the way, we congratulate all of the honorees that were inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
On the track side, Laverne Eve.
She's back, eh?
Well, she's back in the U.S., but she was here.
I know.
She was here. She was here, too.
I couldn't reach her.
Oh, I ran into her on Sunday.
Yeah.
So she's doing well, still looking young, youthful.
Because me calling her from here, it wasn't going to work.
Okay,
It wasn't going to work. Yeah. Waiting until she ran over there.
Okay,
Yes.
And then we had the opportunity to have a very good sit-down conversation, Alpheus, with Avad Monker.
Okay.
And it was...
So he came?
No, we Zoomed.
Zoomed.
Yeah, yes, we had a Zoom call with him. Me and Demarius Cash has a very candid talk show. And was an excellent conversation with Avad. Mm-hmm. About his career, about his track career, and now his after track.
What he's doing now.
Yes. So he is a director... I can't remember exactly in which field, but he's at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
That's where he's working now and doing well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always great.
Yes.
It's always great to see the athletes, transitioning and doing well. They've, put in what they can put in on the track and then move out into that work world.
So
and still making a mark.
Last week after I went to see my doctor, I walked up the street and I stopped at, where was it now? At, where is it? I stopped at Bamboo Shack.
Okay.
Well, his mother worked right across the
mm-hmm,
street.
Mm-hmm.
So I could never go there and not look over there
and
think about her. Think about her.
Yep.
Yeah.
And of course, he talked about that in the interview.
Any final things? And Ali, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Vanessa Colby, as we said, thank you very much, and we will see you next week with another great show. Thank everybody who was watching, and I trust that everything goes well over the weekend.
Yes. Have a great evening.
Okay.